Exactly, and that 4-on-5 is obviously Ben Simmons. I know that Doc Rivers says they have a plan for him in the off season, and I sat back and joked. I said, "Yeah, that plan is to make him a Sacramento King," but that's but that's not what Doc meant. How stunning is this to watch Ben Simmons? I mean, he's taking steps backwards with each season, I think, John.
It's actually really, really stunning and in a way sad.
Yeah, it
is. I felt for him when he's at the line towards the end of the game, because you're like, oh, man, if he misses both free throws, this fan base is going to get on him. Because, look, they were supporting him. They were cheering him on. But then when he's missing more and more free throws, you start to hear the groans and the uneasiness in the crowd. And to me, it's unacceptable to be declining in so many parts of your offensive game.
Yes.
And to me, look, he said he was going to work on these things 3 years ago, off-season plan to get better at these things, and it just hasn't happened. And Brett Brown and Elton Brand asked him to shoot. Brett Brown even said, I want you to shoot 1-3 a game. I want you to do this. Brett Brown said he failed. Elton Brand said he would shoot more going into the season before this season. And it just doesn't happen. Doc Rivers decided to take another tack because he could probably tell that Ben is not listening to his bosses. So, I mean, this is rock bottom, and it's going to go one of two ways. I mean, they could trade him, or he actually will come in and start to shoot and be a threat to shoot, because you can't go on like this. You can't keep playing like this. Regular season, fine. Playoffs, it exposes you.